A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tikten Fe Talmud. Chulin Samech Ches. Chulin 68a. Pagination is 135. Starting from the beginning of the page, the new Perek, the fourth Perek of Chulin. The Mishnah begins. Behema Hamekasha Leleit. An animal that's having trouble in labor. We find this word by Rachel, vatekash belidita, that root word, and presumably the root word in its common form is the word koshe, difficult. It's having a difficulty in labor. It's not quite going. And Baruch Hashem nowadays, with advances in medicine, Hashem has blessed us enormously that labor and delivery is a different world than some of the concerns that were very active in people's minds. And even today, we should be aware that sometimes when the medical community is concerned about something, they're concerned about something that we don't commonly encounter because of interventions. But depending on the situation, sometimes a cesarean is actually appropriate in order to avoid a situation. So behema amakasha leleid, having put it in context, this animal is having trouble in birth. Vehotziya ubor es yado, and the fetus stuck out its hand, vechziro, and brought it back in. And then apparently we went ahead and shecht the animal, possibly because the animal was having such a difficult time in childbirth. It was going to die anyway. It's in a tremendous pain. And therefore they chose to shecht it to bring this to a resolution. The halacha is mutar ba'achila. You're allowed to eat not only the mother, but also the fetus, even though its leg went out. Now, we do find in the Gemara a few lines later, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Ve'ever Atzmo Osur. The limb itself that went out is going to be forbidden, and you would keep track of that. But the animal intrinsically is included in the mother's shechita and is kosher. However, the Mishnah continues, Hotzias Rosho, if the animal stuck out its head, Afapisher Zero, even though it brought it back in again, Hareza Kiyalud, it has the halachic status of having been born. And this is something we will yet elaborate on, probably in tomorrow's session. But once the head is out, it's kiyalud. It's as if it has the status of being born, and therefore it's not included in the mother's shechita. Chotech me ubar shebe me eha muta ba'achila. If a person goes ahead and cuts the fetus that's in the mother's womb, when the mother is shecht, those pieces will be permitted. Even though it's not a regular animal, it's an unusual thing. And there's a special drasha Rashi says, Mikol babehema tochelu. You're allowed to eat whatever is in an animal, and that's the description. We have that unique description within the being. Also by Shofech Dam Ha'odam Ba'odam, regarding abortion by a human being, so you're not allowed to do that. Shofech Dam Ha'odam Ba'odam, a person who spills the blood of a person that is within a person. But over here, by an animal, it's a different rule, and the particular rule that's being learnt is that if something is within the animal, meaning in the womb, that's included in the mother's shechita. Now again here, this doesn't mean that it's incidental that they went to some animal that was pregnant and started chopping up inside of it. It may be the same type of example that the animal was in childbirth and it wasn't working and they were trying to find a solution here. And they chopped. When they eventually shecht the mother, what's in there would be permitted. However, minatchol uminakalayos asur ba'achila. If you did a surgery on the mother and cut away its spleen or its kidneys, that would still be forbidden even after the mother is shecht, because now it's detached. It's aver min hachai, a limb from a living creature. And the shechita doesn't help it because it's already been detached. And the ba'behema within the animal is not referring to anything that's just hanging there inside the body cavity. It's talking specifically about a fetus. And therefore, this spleen and kidneys would be forbidden. Rashi points out, the reason these two parts of the animal were identified and not just any limb, because it's something that would not make the animal a trefa. So you can cut it. It's an example. You can cut it. The animal's still going to be kosher, but that particular limb, that particular part of the body, is going to be forbidden because it's aver min hachai. The Mishnah concludes, Zehaklal, this is the rule, Davashagufa asur, if it's something of the animal's body itself that's in the body cavity, that's going to be forbidden. That's Ever Menachai. Visha'ena gufa, but it's not from its body, but rather from the fetus, mutter, it will be permitted because of the pasuk, ba behema, within the animal, referring to the fetus. Yashakoach, thank you for joining.